feet.
Gem in the front room and the end.
4.
I'm good. Okay. Oh, thank you. Where can you send it? I gotta dress better more often.
All right, Crowley, you ready? Good morning, and welcome to the August 7th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. We're going to start this morning with a proclamation, and we have Barbara Jensen, I think, here to talk about it as in terms of what the state is doing about the spirit of 45 Day. So come on up and tell us about this fine idea, and then I have a proclamation to read on behalf of this day.
Thank you very
much. So thank you for coming. Good morning.
Mayor Hales, members of the commission, my name is Barbara Jensen. I am a citizen of Oregon. I was born in Oregon. My father fought in World War II, and the proclamation you have in front of you is called the Spirit of 45 Day. The Spirit of 45 is a national movement across America, began with a congressional endorsement in 2010, and we have been bringing it to Oregon over the last year. And a piece of legislation was entered, Senate Bill 832, this last session, that raised the level of awareness among our executives and our communities about the importance of World War II. And the definition of the Spirit of 45 Day is not veteran, it's not memorial, it is about an entire nation that rebuilt America, that fought for our freedom, rebuilt America, and by their examples to inspire the youth of our communities today. So we're taking that message across Oregon now. Proclamations are being made. A guy named Dick Tobiasen with the Honor Flight caught on fire and made it happen in Bend and Redmond very quickly after the legislation signed by the governor June 25th. And Mayor Hales, you signed a proclamation just the other day. Thank you very much to have the city proclaim that the Spirit of 45 Day is an annual event. Now that it's in legislation, it'll be an annual event for a long time. And we appreciate your support in carrying it through. Today I have my mother with me, Joy Beebe. Joy is a member of the World War II generation. She married my father. She's an English war bride. So she lived during the bombs and the Blitz of London, watching her mother in a silhouette, wonder if they were going to survive while the burning city was behind her at night. That was quite a time. In fact, she slept under a Morrison table for 5 years, which had a net around it so that the shrapnel would not harm the family. All five of them slept under this table. She wrote a book. Okay, I don't have the book. She wrote a book in April of last year, which would have been her 67th wedding anniversary. My father died in 1995, and in that book, she talked about what it was like to live under the duress of a war, and then what it was like to come to America with $10 in their pocket. That book was distributed to all our family members, and we were so surprised that we immediately acted to promote the book. And we took the book to the National War Brides of America, which is, you know, a reducing population, but they do have a national group. And we contacted the Spirit of 45, which we didn't know at that time, They were looking for a mascot for their organization. Edith Shane, which is the woman that is kissed by the sailor in the iconic view of the end of World War II and is in Times Square, had passed away just before the congressional endorsement in 2010. They were looking for a mascot. They asked my mom if she would do that, and within 5 weeks, we were on tour with the national campaign back to Washington, D.C., and the memorial there, and to Times Square, where they have the big celebration on the actual date that President Truman named the end of the war, August 14th, 1945. So it's been quite a journey with Mom, we just really appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you and to tell you that this is a very special day for Oregonians now that we have a permanent day to honor this generation and talk about how our youth can be, that example can help our youth be inspired.
Mayor, before you read the proclamation, can we confirm that we're actually on live? Because our monitors aren't on.
I believe we are. We've just got captioning problems as well, so.
Okay.
Okay, good. Glad you checked. Great. Would you like to add anything this morning? So. It's so nice to have you both here. Thank you very much.
My mother will turn 90, the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. We will be in Times Square. Her English relatives may come. So it could be a very, very nice time.
Great. Well, thank you both.
I'm working on it, making it.
Thank you so much for coming. I'll read the proclamation.
And I have a couple of gifts for you, Mayor Hale.
Here, we'll stay right here and we'll read the proclamation first.
Okay.
So here's the proclamation. It says, whereas Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber has signed Senate Bill 832 into law designating the second Sunday of each August as Spirit of 45 Day, and whereas the people of the state of Oregon honor the nearly 150,000 Oregonians who served in the armed forces during World War II, remembering the 4,000 Oregonians who made the supreme sacrifice with their lives, and whereas nearly 40,000 veterans from Portland served during World War II, over 1,200 of whom died helping free the world of tyranny, whereas the Oregon Shipbuilding Corporation was located in Portland and was responsible for building over 1,000 Liberty and Victory ships between 1941 and 1945, in addition to building the Star of Oregon, and whereas on August 14, 1945, the people of the United States received word of the end of World War II, and whereas the victory marked the culmination of a national effort that defeated the forces of aggression and brought freedom to subjugated nations through the collective service and sacrifice by those who served in uniform and those on the home front. And whereas August 14, 1945 marked the beginning of an unprecedented era of rebuilding during which the World War II generation created an array of organizations that helped strengthen American democracy by promoting civic engagement, volunteerism, and service to community and country. And whereas the courage, dedication, self-sacrifice, and compassion of the World War II generation has inspired subsequent generations in the United States Armed Forces. And whereas the entire World War II generation, military personnel and civilians alike, have provided a model of unity that serves as an inspiration for current and future generations of Americans, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the second Sunday in August of each year to be Spirit of 45 Day in Portland to commemorate the service and sacrifice of the World War II generation and to encourage all residents to join in this observance. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And for all of you, there is an event at the state capitol. We will honor three very, very wonderful distinguished guests. Pearl Harbor survivor will be there and talking. A Congressional Medal of Honor recipient nominee will be there. And General Thayer, who the new renovated museum is being named after, will be there. These gentlemen are 90, 91, speaking to us. about those examples of courage, self-sacrifice, unity, and how they gave to a nation. Thank you very much, Mayor Hales.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you bet. And I'm going to give to you today the very first program of the inaugural event of the State Capitol Celebration, Honoring, and Replaying Ceremony this Sunday from 5 to 7. I'm going to provide to you a limited edition of the Honor Flight. If you know about this, these are the World War II veterans that go back to the memorial at a cost, at no cost to them. And it's a very, very wonderful program with 120 hubs across America that make sure World War II veterans go to Washington, D.C. And a little memento of the Spirit of 45 Cup, and I'm sure a child in your life would love this, and a bus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you